Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have two female comedians who starred in a cheery sitcom that went on to television called My Friend Irma. The friends are two secretaries who share a small apartment in New York. Jane is level-headed and Irma is two sandwiches short of a picnic. It's a delightful contrast. The first episode is this story of how Irma and Jane met. Enjoy My Friend Irma. Irma meets Jane with Marie Wilson and Kathy Lewis, first broadcast April 11th, 1947 on CBS.
The Columbia Broadcasting System presents a new comedy,
My Friend Irma.
Starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane, with John Brown as Al.
Friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgotten, theirs will still be hot, love, love.
Sure, it's something to sing about. And they can sing about it maybe because they haven't any friends. But I'm singing the blues about it because I've got a friend. My friend Irma. Now, don't get me wrong. I love that girl. Most people do. It's just that Mother Nature gave some girls brains, intelligence, cleverness. But with Irma, well, Mother Nature slipped her a Mickey. I will never forget the first time I met her. I was walking along looking for a place to live in New York, and by a strange coincidence, I am having a very tough time. And I keep bumping into people, and I keep saying, I beg your pardon. Excuse me until... Oh,
excuse me. I just never look where I'm going. I just keep walking with my head high. Now, just like the doctor told me, and taking deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling like this. And I keep counting to myself, one, two, three...
Look, miss, will you stop counting long enough to help me up?
Oh, of course, you must be uncomfortable on your knees.
Oh! Oh, no, not at all, honey. I'd love it down here if I was Al Jolson.
Did you see that picture, the Jolson story? I just loved it. I cried and cried.
Fine, fine. Now, would you please help me up?
Oh, certainly. Here, give me your hand. Oh, my, what a beautiful ring. You know, my boyfriend, Al, he was going to get me one just like that. We had it all picked out, only you know what happened?
It wouldn't fit your nose.
Well, it wasn't for my nose, it was for my finger. It wouldn't fit my nose.
I wish it had. I could have pulled myself up.
Oh, you want to get up, don't you?
Yeah, yes, if you please. I can't make much time crawling.
I can't either. I always walk. Well, here we go. Up the daisy. Oh, careful, you're dressed. Oh, we ripped it, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
But you know something? They're wearing split skirts in New York this year.
Yeah, I know, but not all the way up to the neck.
Hey, we haven't been introduced yet. My name's Irma. What's yours?
Goodbye.
Oh, what an unusual name. What's your last name?
Forever.
That's a pretty name, Miss Goodbye Forever.
Oh, Irma. That's when I should have run, but I didn't. Apartments are too hard to find these days, and Irma, bless her heart, is really a sweet kid. So I moved in with her in that one-room furnished freight elevator she called home.
Jane, the telephone's ringing. Jane, the telephone's ringing.
Aren't you going to answer it?
I don't know if it's for me.
Well, take a chance. Take a chance. It's not your nickel.
Hello? I mean, hello? Yeah, she's here. Jane, it's for me.
Irma? You know, if Marconi knew that you were going to use the telephone, he never would have invented it.
Oh, Jane, I'm surprised at you. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, not Marconi.
You see, I'm beginning to think like you.
Everybody knows that Marconi invented spaghetti.
Irma, the telephone.
Oh, hello? Al? Jane, it's Al.
What are you waiting for? Run down to the police station with the bail.
Oh, don't be silly. He's not in jail. Hello, Al? Eh? I? Oh, you?
That's enough for the vowels, Irma. Now try the consonants.
Okay, Al. Goodbye. Jane, Al's coming over.
Oh, honey. Why do you have to spoil our Sunday by having that jobless, phony windbag of an Al over?
Jane?
Yes?
What's your opinion of Al?
I like him. I think he's a live wire, and it's just a matter of time before they hook him up and put a chair under him.
Oh, Jane. I wish you wouldn't pick on Al, because someday I hope to be Mrs. Al.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, sweetie, look, I didn't mean it. Now stop sniffling. You'll ruin your pretty face with your mascara. Come on.
But I love Al.
Yeah, I know you do, Irma. That's the reason I'm hard on him. I want to be sure that the guy who gets my little Irma's heart's got a big enough heart to match it.
Gee, thanks, Jane. Gee, wouldn't it be wonderful if I married Al and you could, and we could have a double wedding?
A double wedding? How do you figure that?
It would be if you married Richard Rhinelander III.
That was my blood pressure rising. She would mention his name. You see, Richard Rhinelander III is my boss, and I'm his private secretary. I'm in love with him, but I have no chance to marry him because he's Richard Rhinelander III, and I'm Jane Stacy I. Oh, I've tried everything to impress him. I even told him I lived in a very intellectual atmosphere and that my roommate is a promising young novelist. Oh, Stacy, you fool, you. If he ever finds out how you live and what a mental midget Irma really is, you must end up right between the 8, 9, and 10 ball. Gee, I'd love to marry him. Irma, wouldn't it be wonderful if I wound up being Mrs. Richard Rhinelander III?
The third? What good is that if he has 2 other wives?
You know, I won't even stop to answer that one.
Gee, I couldn't marry a wealthy man and have to go to the opera. I don't know a thing about Shakespeare.
Honey, with $5 million, all you got to know about Shakespeare is that he's dead and you're alive. Well, let's forget Mr. Rhinelander. I'll never marry him because there's a difference in family. His ancestors were Mayflower people.
Gee, they made all that money out of donuts?
Irma, if you say another word to me, I'll scream.
Well, if you do, you'll wake up Professor Kropotkin, the violinist, downstairs, and he needs sleep.
Irma, I'm going to take a bath.
Well, Jane, don't use all the hot water. This is the day we wash the dishes. Hello? Who did you want to talk to? Jane? Who's this? Oh, Mr. Richard Rhinelander. Well, Jane's busy. You want to hang on for about 20 minutes? Yes, this is Irma, her roommate. How's my book? Oh, I finished it and I'm starting another. Hard on me? No, you know those giant comics are mostly pictures. Oh, I'd like to meet you too, Mr. Rhinelander. Say, I've got an idea. Why don't you dash over for dinner tonight? Huh? Oh, it's no bother. Oh, we'd love to have you. And, by the way, if it's not inconvenient, ask your mother to bake us some donuts. Oh, remember, see you at 7:30 and don't bother to dress. It's strictly au gratin. Now, who could that be? Come in.
Hiya, chicken. How are you?
Hello, Al, honey. Gee, I'm glad you came over.
I didn't think I could make it. Took time off from 3 deals that were just simmering, dying to burst into flame. Stuff like stucco bathtubs, scratch while you bathe, Tremendous projects.
Oh, Al, you're always talking business.
Gotta be on my toes, honey, if you and I ever expect to settle down in that cozy little 30-room cottage.
Gee, Al, I'd just love to hear you talk like that. Come over here a minute, honey, and look in my eyes. What do you see?
Murine. Now, there's another great moneymaker. Wish I'd thought of that.
Al, I know how ambitious you are, but can't you forget business and be a little more romantic?
Well, I'd love to, kid, but in order to give you the good things in life, I gotta start thinking about this big deal I got brewing.
Oh, gee, Al, if your deal comes through, maybe you and I could settle down on a little ranch.
I can see it now, the Egg and Irma.
Hiya, Janie, what's the good word?
Jane, Al's got a big deal on it.
And what a deal. I just happened to line up no less than $100,000 worth of surplus army goods.
Gee, Al, what kind of surplus are you going to sell?
Ripcords.
Ripcords?
This is a big deal. I got a pajama manufacturer lined up to take the whole lot of them. I even got an advertising gimmick with these ripcords. Listen to this. You get up in the morning and bail out of your pajamas. You like it, Jane?
I don't know how I ever lived this long without it.
And that ain't all. This is a big promotion. You take a two-page ad in Life showing a picture of a beautiful girl ready to retire. And underneath, the caption...
Hit the silk.
Yeah. How'd you know?
It figures.
I think it's wonderful. What do you think, Jane?
You know, the whole thing has tired me out. I'm going back and take another shower.
You see, chicken, I'm a beaten man. Jane doesn't believe in me.
Well, that's not true. Jane likes you, Al. She always takes two showers on Sunday.
I see. One for herself and one for those dirty looks she gives me.
And besides, Al, once you get to know Jane, you'll realize that her bark is worse than her tree.
You know, honey, I wouldn't say this to anybody else. But things are going so badly for me lately that I may be forced to do something desperate.
Al, you're going to get a job?
Irma, watch your language.
I'm sorry, Al, I only...
A job? Irma, supposing a man like me would consent to go to work, say, for a bank, at a small starting salary of $500 a week. Naturally, somebody like me moves fast. At the end of a year, I'm making $1,000 a week as a second vice president. In 2 years, I'm making $2,000 a week as a first vice president. In 10 years' time, I'm president of the bank and I got $100,000. Where do I go from there? I'm in a rut.
But Al...
Well, Irma, I'm in a rut now, and it didn't take me 10 years to get there. So you see how foolish it'd be for me to get a job. You understand, kid?
It's clear to me, Al.
It is? Well, I'm glad. You're a great girl and you deserve the best.
But I don't want the best. I want you, Al.
You know, the brakes have always been against me. It'd be different if I wasn't a practical man, but my deals are so sound. It's all a question of the brakes.
Gee, Al, I wish there was something I could do to help you.
Thanks, chicken. But a guy like me with my ideas has got to mix with the right people. If I could only meet a man who's a millionaire.
Well, Al, suppose you met a millionaire who's got money besides.
Irma, what do you mean?
Well, Al, I'm throwing a dinner party tonight.
Dinner party?
Uh-huh. Yes, I've invited Jane's boss over. You know, the millionaire Richard Rhinelander III.
Richard Rhinelander III?
Yeah, she's crazy about him, and I thought an intimate gathering would bring them together socially, and financially it would bring the two of you together. So why don't you just surprise us and drop over casually after dinner and bring your ideas?
The millionaire Richard Rhinelander III. You know, Irma, if a guy like me with my ideas could meet a millionaire like Jane's boss, it'd be a natural combination.
Oh, wonderful, Al. It'll be perfect. I can kill you and Jane with one stone.
But won't Jane mind my coming?
No, it's a surprise party. She doesn't even know Richard Rhinelander's coming.
Thanks, baby. You're a genius. I'll be there.
Oh, before you go, Al, haven't you forgotten something?
Huh? Oh, yeah. What time does Rhinelander get here?
Irma, has Al left
you? Oh.
Just leave her now. So long, ladies. See you later.
Honey, be careful going home. There's a crime wave on.
Yeah, Al. Keep your hat turned down. You don't want to get picked up.
You fracture me. So long, chicken. See you later.
We're having a dinner party?
Yes, I've invited your boss, Richard Rhinelander, to dinner tonight.
You invited my boss to dinner tonight? Here? Irma, how could you?
Well, it was simple. He called up and asked to talk to you, and you were busy, so I invited him.
Oh, no. This is all a dream.
And after dinner, Al's going to drop over, and if Professor Kropotkin comes up, it'll be a wonderful party.
Oh, no. This is a nightmare. Give me that phone. Maybe it's not too late to stop him. Oh, dear. Hello? Hello, is Mr. Rhinelander there? He's not? Well, could you please tell me where he went? He left to go to a dinner party at a Miss Jane Stacy's. Thank you.
Jane, what are you doing?
Nothing. Just writing a suicide note.
And now the sportsmen with Lud Gluskin and his orchestra and their own special arrangement of...
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. We're gonna leave you now. Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along. Merrily we roll along o'er the deep blue sea. O'er the deep blue sea. Farewell, ladies.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Good night.
Toodaloo.
Farewell, ladies.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Good night.
Toodaloo. Farewell, ladies. For we're gonna leave you now. Merrily, merrily we roll along. Merrily, merrily we roll along. Merrily, merrily we roll along o'er the deep blue sea. Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along. Merrily we roll along o'er the deep blue. Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along. Merrily we roll along o'er the deep. Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along. Merrily we roll along o'er the. Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along. Merrily we roll along o'er the deep blue sea.
Richard Rhinelander III is coming to dinner. Now I'm really trapped because I told him that I lived in an artistic neighborhood and that my roommate was a budding novelist. How could I justify having him sit around with that scintillating duo of conversationalists Irma and Al? Mr. Rhinelander is expecting an evening based on table talk a la information, please. What he's going to get is people are funny or it pays to be ignorant. Well, finally, 7:30 rolled around. The bottle of martinis was catching a chill in the icebox, and I was running a fever in the living room. Richard would be arriving at any minute, and Irma wasn't ready. Irma, sweetie, it's 7:30.
I know, Jane. I'm just getting into my dress. How do you like it?
Don't you think you ought to get a little further into it?
Al likes this dress.
Al would, but Mr. Rhinelander wouldn't. Now, come on, huh? You've got just time to waltz this broom around a few times.
Okay.
Irma, huh? No, don't sweep the dirt under the rug. Man downstairs has been complaining.
Complaining?
Yeah, you know, that hole in the floor.
Jane, I have a wonderful idea. Why don't we take the rug off, and then with a hole in the ceiling, we'll have cross ventilation.
Oh. Irma, I'm so nervous.
Well, don't worry, I'll handle everything. Haven't you confidence in me?
Well, certainly I have.
Well, then why are you shaking?
I always shake like this before I have a nervous breakdown. Now, Irma, let's not be nervous, huh? Let's just take it easy. Now, let's see. First, we serve the martinis, and then...
I don't have to drink a martini, do I, Jane?
What's that got to do with it?
I'd rather have milk.
Well, how can you drink milk when we're drinking martinis?
Oh, I know. I'll drink milk, but I'll put an olive in it.
Oh, Irma. He's here. Oh, he's here. Now listen to me, Irma. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I've got confidence in you, and I know you'll do everything right, because if you don't, I think I'll kill myself and then you. Now, you ready? Okay. Irma, put the broom away. Come in.
I beg your pardon, but does Jane Stacy let... Oh, of course. Good evening, Jane. I didn't recognize you for a moment.
That's because she didn't take the curlers out of her hair.
How silly of me. Come in, Mr. Rhinelander. May I present my roommate, Irma?
How do you do?
Hello.
Irma, would you mind taking Mr. Rhinelander's hat?
I can't.
Why not?
His head is still in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here it is.
Irma, now that you have Mr. Rhinelander's hat, would you mind taking the broom away from him?
Oh.
Irma, now that you have the broom, would you mind taking Mr. Rhinelander's hat away from him?
Oh.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Rhinelander?
Oh, thank you, Jane, but you don't have to be so formal. My friends always call me Richard.
Thank you. Cigarette, Richard?
Thank you.
Match, Richard?
Thank you.
Ashtray, Richard?
Thank you. Cigarette, Irma?
Thank you.
Match, Irma?
Thank you.
Ashtray, Irma?
No, thank you. I don't smoke.
You writers, you're all alike. Witty and eccentric.
Yes, I knew you'd like Irma's wit. It's so natural.
Yes, so I noticed. My, what a charming apartment you have here. When will the remodeling be finished?
Remodeling? Remodeling, this is it.
Yes, it's small, but our neighbors are so interesting. Artists, writers, musicians, you know. For instance, there's a very famous violinist who lives downstairs. He's Professor Kropotkin.
Kropotkin? Kropotkin?
Yeah, he plays in the Paradise Burlesque. Have you ever been there?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't matter. You wouldn't have seen him anyway because he plays a violin under the runway.
Yes, a lot of our neighbors are eccentric, but they're all artistic.
Oh, I know what you mean. A charming environment.
Yes.
You know, it's hot in here. I think I'll open the window.
Hey, Mrs. Flanagan! Did you hear the news about Johnny O'Toole downstairs? Last night he come home roaring drunk and staggered up the stairs.
Shall we go in to dinner? If I live to be the oldest woman in the United States and Canada, I'll never forget that dinner. It started off with Irma taking from the right and serving from the left. She also did a little dropping in the middle. And Mr. Rhinelander looked very fetching wearing a hamburger over his right eye. Then we got to the dessert. And it seems that Irma had put the dessert in the wrong tray in the icebox. It was the first time I'd ever tasted cauliflower sherbet. So much for the food. The conversation was a monster in its own right. Richard said,
Fortunately, I've been able to travel considerably. Irma, do you like to travel?
And Irma says,
oh, yes, it's really the only way to get any place.
Over and we decided to have our coffee in the living room.
Well, Jane, that was an excellent dinner.
Thank you.
Wonderful food.
That's nothing unusual. We always have food for dinner.
Oh, Irma, you have a priceless wit. Hasn't she, Jane?
She has? Oh, yes, she has.
You know, Mr. Rhinelander, I envy Jane working for you.
Yes, the investment business can be exciting, but you know, I wish I had more time for sports.
Oh, you do love sports, don't you, Richard?
Yes, I don't like to brag or appear stuffy, but at college I won my letter in 6 different sports.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And weren't you voted the best-looking man on the campus?
Oh, well, Jane, that was only kid stuff. But getting back to sports, since going into business with Dad, he sort of kept me hopping. You know how the office is, but Jane, with you being the capable secretary you are, I've been able to find some time for squash and badminton at the athletic club.
Oh, well, personally, I love golf. It's such an exciting game, and yet it's so simple.
Yes, but you know, tennis has a dash of that same excitement.
I swim, ride horseback, play tennis, bowl, and shoot pool.
Irma, do you really do all those things?
No, but I have to keep up my end of the conversation.
More coffee, Richard?
No, thank you.
Well, I think you're wise. Coffee does keep one awake.
Yes, coffee does have that effect on me. How about you, Irma?
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Irma, we know you're in the conversation, dear. Just take it easy.
Well, okay, I think I'll open the window.
No, don't. No, Irma, the window. No.
Johnny O'Toole comes home again, drawn and drunk, staggering up the stairs, adding an arm like...
out tonight, isn't it, Richard?
Well, now let's get down to business. When are you two going to get married?
Irma!
Richard, I really don't know what to say.
Well, Irma, really, I'm very fond of Jane, but of course you know there's my father.
Your father? Let him get his own girl.
Oh, Irma. Oh, come in.
Hi, Elfo.
What a surprise. Look, Jane, it's Al.
The next sound you hear is Jane Stacy blowing her brains out.
Al, I'd like you to meet Richard Rhinelander III. Richard, this is my boyfriend, Al.
How do you do?
Well, hiya, Richard. Heard a lot about you.
Richard, wouldn't you care to go to a movie or something?
Oh, no sense in breaking up the party. Let's sit around and chew the fat.
Richard's not hungry, Al. We just finished dinner.
Well, Rich, what's new on the street?
The street?
Yeah, you know, the exchange.
Oh, well, cotton was a little slow this past week.
Uh-huh. Knew it. What about steel?
It's a little off.
I know it. Richard, you can see for yourself the handwriting's on the wall.
Really?
You gotta get out of Wall Street.
I do?
Oh, absolutely. Sure, you could plug along, making a million here and a million there, but have you got security?
Well, Al, I'm pretty satisfied with the investment business, and I think there's a great future in it for me. Granddad was president, and then father became president, and soon I'll be president.
You see what I mean, Armin?
Yeah, the whole family's in a rut.
But it's not too late, Rich. There's a place for you in my organization.
Richard, let's go to a movie.
No, Jane, let him talk. This whole thing may develop into a merger.
Merger? You're right, Irma. Richard, I'm going to make a big man out of you. How would you like to team up with me?
Well, I...
Now, listen to me, Richard.
Well...
Here's the plan. We've a chance to corner the market on surplus ripcords. We'll go out into the open market. Buy short, sell long.
Jane, the evening's going just like I planned. The boys are in there getting along beautifully.
Beautifully. Richard reaches for his wallet. He'll shake hands with Al.
Now, Jane...
Now, listen to me, Irma. You've ruined me. I should never have moved in with you.
But, Jane...
Don't but Jane me.
But I thought that...
I don't care what you thought. You've ruined everything. Imagine his coming from his mansion on Park Avenue to this dump. Now, to top it off, your boyfriend, Al, is trying to sell him ripcord.
But, Jane, Al's only trying to fix it so he has security.
Irma, I've got news for you. Richard Rhinelander III has $5 million he hasn't even counted yet.
But after he counts it, what then? He'll be in a rut.
By inviting him to dinner tonight, you've just ruined me. Now, I'm going back in there, apologize, quit my job, and spend the night at the YWCA.
But, Jane, are you a member?
No, but I'll join. Another thing. The next time we meet on the street, I only want you to say one thing. Goodbye.
Will General Motors go for it? Richard, their tongues are hanging out for ripcord.
Well, Al,
Richard,
I mean,
Mr. Rhinelander, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Sorry? About what?
Oh, you know, bringing you down here and having you meet people like Al and Irma.
Why, Jane, you've nothing to be sorry about. I'm delighted to have met two such real people as Al and Irma.
And we're delighted to have met a millionaire with money.
Oh, Irma, how could you?
Now, leave her alone, Jane. That's what I like about Irma and Al. They're so natural and honest.
Oh, Dickie, thank you for that vote of confidence.
I'm so happy for you, Mr. Rhinelander. Now you can have security.
You see, Jane...
You see, Richard, you were so wealthy and you live on Park Avenue and everything, and I thought you were coming here. Well, I tried to impress you, and I guess I've just been a fool. Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'd like to say thank you, Jane, for a splendid evening. I like your apartment, and I think Al and Irma are swell. And Al, if you've got time, I want you to drop into the office, and maybe we can go into your ripcord proposition at length. Well, I've got to run along now. Goodbye, Jane, and please invite me again real soon.
Goodbye, Richard.
Well, got to run now.
Where are you going, honey?
Where am I going? Now I got to see where I can get hold of some ripcord.
That's my friend Al.
And that's my friend Irma.
My Friend Irma was written and directed by Cy Howard. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. The next episode of My Friend Irma is perfect for this time of year. It's summer, and Irma and Jane are planning a vacation. Wouldn't it be nice if Irma's way of planning a vacation was all we had to worry about? Enjoy My Friend Irma, Planning a Vacation, first broadcast June 21st, 1948 on CBS.
Jane! Jane!
What is it, Irma?
I think I'll have my wisdom tooth taken out.
Why? Has it been bothering you?
No, but it doesn't seem to be doing me any good.
Well, that's what you can expect when you listen to My Friend Irma.
Friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, theirs will still be hot.
Lever Brothers Company, makers of Swan, the soap with the exclusive Super Cream Blend, presents
Our Friend Swan
with My Friend Irma,
starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
For a year, you feel you need a vacation. Me, Jane Stacy, I feel that I need two. You know why? Not only have I worked hard for the past year, but I've been doing something that no one else would dare to do. I've been living with Irma Peterson. Believe me, after a year of living with Irma Peterson, you'd be happy to spend your vacation in the Siberian salt mines. Now, don't get me wrong, because I love Irma. It's just that the things that that girl does is enough to drive you out of your mind. For instance, for the past few days, Irma and I have been discussing our vacation plans. And what is she doing? She is standing in the middle of the room, exercising vigorously with a pair of dumbbells. Irma, why have you suddenly decided you must lose weight?
Well, Al says when you travel, you should travel light.
Honey, he didn't mean it that way. Now, how about helping me look through these travel folders so we can find a place before our vacation's over, huh?
All right, Jane. Say, this looks like a nice place for our vacation.
Where?
Here, this modernistic hotel.
Let me see, honey. Oh, honey, that's the Great Pyramid in Egypt. It's over 2,000 years old.
Then the rate should be reasonable.
No, sweetie, you don't understand. It's a monument. Find something else, huh?
All right, let me see. Oh, I like this place.
Let's look. Irma, that's the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Well, how'd you get that way, Jane?
I don't know. Your boyfriend, Al, probably thought it was a pinball machine and tilted it. Sweetie, we have to look through the folders.
All right. Say, this sounds nice.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Let me read it. A vacation paradise. A place where Mother Nature has outdone herself to make this wonderland a riot of spectacular color. Yes, even this cannot compare with the food at McGivney's Seafood Palace in the heart of Rockaway. Oh, no. Irma, this is the front cover of a menu.
Well, here's one. Plan your vacation in the land of the sick warriors.
Irma, that's sequoias.
Or make this a memory that will live forever as you spend 2 weeks deep in the interior of the alligators.
It's Alleghenies.
Which is the home of the irritable Indian.
That's Iroquois. You know, you must drive your boss, Mr. Clyde, insane the way you read.
Oh, Mr. Clyde doesn't mind much. In fact, I know he likes me. You know, once he heard in the paper that a girl named Irma Peterson committed suicide, and he went right out and got drunk. He was so upset he ordered champagne for the whole staff.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Then he found out you were alive, so he stayed drunk. Honey, this isn't finding a place for us to go on our vacation.
Jane, Maybe we oughtn't to go away at all.
Why not?
I'll miss my Al.
Ah, so what?
Well, I'm liable to lose him. You know, there are 3 girls for every 2 men.
What about it?
Well, where will I find an apartment for 5 people?
Oh, please, Irma. Come in.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Irma.
Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Oh, Jane, have you and Irma decided where you're going on your vacation?
Not yet, Richard.
Oh, good. I have a wonderful plan. You know, business is sort of quiet this time of the year, so I thought if Al could make it, he and I could join you.
Oh, Richard, that's wonderful.
Well, I don't know about Al. I don't think he'll go unless he can pay his own way.
Well, fine.
But if he pays his own way, he can't go.
Well, now, don't worry about it, Irma. Al will be bunking with me, and it won't cost him anything.
Oh, Richard, you know you're a darling. I could hug you for that.
I'll take you up on that when we go for our first canoe ride. Well, as long as you haven't picked a place, there's the Hotel Del Mar overlooking the Blue Pacific, or if you don't want to go that far, there's the Moosehead Lodge up in Maine.
The Moosehead Lodge?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Richard, that's very exclusive. Gee, I know they'll take you, but I'm afraid Irma and I won't have a chance.
Oh, I know they're a little snooty, but I'm sure that if you write them an impressive letter, you'll have no trouble at all. I'd write it myself, but I have a million things to do down at the office.
All right, Richard, I'll do my best. Come in.
Hello, Jane. Rich. Hiya, chicken.
Hello, Al, honey.
Hello, Al.
Hi, Al.
Well, girls, got the ideal spot picked for your vacation. Been going there for years. Hotel McAdams.
Hotel McAdams?
Certainly. Beautiful place and very exclusive. Matter of fact, they're so fussy about who they let in, they got a sign in the lobby which says, all guests with a criminal record must show documentary proof that they have served their time and will not fight extradition if wanted in other states.
Oh, Al.
Was only kidding, chicken, but really found a nice vacation spot.
Al, Richard has already found a place for us to go to.
Yes, it's on the coast of Maine overlooking the Blue Pacific.
And Al, you're going too.
Oh, nothing doing. You know I can't afford to...
But I want you to be my guest.
That's what I say. I can't afford to pass up your offer.
Well, then, if it's all agreed, I'll run along. Oh, and don't forget to write that letter, Jane. I'll see you later.
Bye. Well, thanks to Richard, we can all look forward to a swell vacation. If you kids will excuse me, I'll go in the bedroom, get some of my summer things ready for the cleaners.
Chicken, it burns me up.
What do you mean, honey?
The way you let Richard do everything. Is there any reason why I can't pick the place? I got good taste. But don't look at me that way, chicken. I know I got one black shoe on and one brown one. Can't be helped. The landlord was coming up for the rent. I had to dress in a hurry.
Oh, Al, I'm not criticizing you. It's just that Richard wants us to go to a lodge in Maine.
Yeah, I know his taste. It must be one of those swanky joints where you have to take a shower before they let you in the pool. That's no place for a vacation. You don't feel at home. You go there for a good time, and someone comes up and asks if you care to join in a round of croquette. You don't feel like eating them chicken meatballs.
Oh, Al, you're so naive. Croquette isn't a chicken meatball. It's French for knitting.
Yeah, and what kind of food did they serve? Little sandwiches cut in triangles. If you take more than 10 or 12, they give you a dirty look. It's not that I want you, but why take chances spending good money for a snooty place? If you want the best advice on where to go for a vacation, you get it from one guy.
Who else?
Who else but...
Hello, Joe.
Al, got a problem. Want to get away from people? What do you suggest? Sing Sing or Alcatraz? You prefer Sing Sing? They show better movies on Friday nights? No, Joe, want something less confining. Want a legitimate vacation spot? What you got? Well, I'll ask her. Irma, how about Death Valley?
Oh, I read about that. Isn't that where all the elephants go to die?
Please, Jane. Joe, how do you get a trip to a snazzy place free? Yeah, hold it. Don't want to discuss it on this party line. We'll call you right back from a payphone. Goodbye, noble friend. Chicken, we'll be right back. Want to talk to Joe from the pay station downstairs.
All right, Chloe.
Chloe?
I just want you to know I gotta go where you are.
Sweet, though. We'll be back with a place to go.
Oh, Chloe, I gotta go where you are.
Irma.
Chloe.
Honey. Irma.
Huh?
Have you seen my stationery? I want to get that letter off before... Oh. Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. Hello, Janie and Irma, my two little telescopes. One far-sighted, the other with a collapsible head. Excuse me, a little joke I picked up from an astronomer.
Why, Professor.
Girls, have you got an extra comb, please? I'm in the middle of curling Mrs. O'Reilly's hair.
Oh, sure, here you are.
Oh, thank you. Janie, would you mind coming downstairs to Mrs. O'Reilly's room? I don't know whether I should make the curls large or small.
Well, why don't you ask her? After all, it's her hair.
This I know, but she's out shopping. Janie, tell me, did you and Irma decide where you're going on your vacation?
Oh, yes. We're going to the Moosehead Lodge up in Maine. How about you, Professor? You planning on taking a vacation?
Well, I was planning on it, Janie, but things didn't work out. You see, I was going to sublet my room to a friend of mine from Pennsylvania who's also taking a vacation. But when he came out to look at my room, he decided he'd have a better vacation if he stayed on the job.
What kind of a job does he have?
He's a coal miner. Tell me, Irma, what is Al going to do while you're away?
Be with Richard, and they're both going to be at the same camp with Jane and me.
That's nice. Well, girls, I'll see you before you go. I must go back to my room now and write a letter to the district attorney. He wants to be notified of every crime committed.
Every crime?
Yes, Mrs. O'Reilly is cooking dinner for me. Hello, Al, and goodbye. I'm just on my way out.
Goodbye, Professor. Well, girls, we're all set. Joe found an ideal spot for our vacation.
Now, just forget it, Al. I wouldn't go to any place that Joe suggested. Richard has started the wheels turning so we can get into the Moosehead Lodge. Well, if you kids will excuse me, I want to go out and buy some impressive stationery so I can write a letter to them for reservations. I'll see you later, kids.
Chicken will not let that dame push me around. My mind is made up.
What do you mean, Al? Don't you want to go with us?
Well, of course I do, Chicken. But since Richard is footing my bill, want to make sure we get in.
Well, but Jane's going to write a letter.
Do not have confidence in Jane. Need more sophistication. Chicken, you and I will write that letter.
Oh, Al, do you think we're doing the right thing?
Sure, Chicken. Jane and Richard will thank us forever.
Oh, Al, I like the way you make up your mind to do things at a moment's notice. You're so repulsive.
Chicken, that's impulsive.
What's the difference, Al? I like you either way.
Hear that, ladies? The music for the first dance of a lovely evening. And the violins are whispering a beauty hint to you.
Only Swan has that super cream blend.
That's important. Swan soap does give you something no other soap can offer. Swan differs from other soaps. You know it does because you can feel the difference just by running your fingers over a cake of Swan. You can feel that extra smoothness, the direct result of Swan super cream blend. Then
feel that wonderful super cream lather.
Feel that rich, billowy Swan lather. A special lather that no other soap can give you because no other soap has Swan Super Creamed Blend. This Swan lather cleanses so gently, so thoroughly, and then rinses away so completely that it leaves your skin looking softer, smoother, younger. Yes, you'll find out that the Swan look is a young look. You'll see new beauty in your skin. So please don't forget.
Only Swan has that super cream blend.
Writing the letter to the Moosehead Lodge asking for reservations for the four of us. You know, my conscience bothers me. I described Al and Irma as the perfect lady and gentleman. Now, I know what's going to happen.
Someone will say to Al, would you care to indulge in a little Parcheesi? And Al will say...
Parcheesi? By all means. Would you mind putting it on a cracker for me?
And as soon as we get to the Moosehead Lodge, someone will say to Irma, would you care for a nightcap? And Irma will say...
No, thanks. I like to sleep bald-headed.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad the two of them are not here as I write this letter. I'm taking no chances on Al and Irma gumming up the works. So little Jane Stacy's personally dropping this letter in the mailbox, special delivery.
Jane? Jane? Oh, she's not here.
Good. Don't want her around making wisecracks while I'm dictating this letter for Moosehead Lodge. Got your notebook, chicken?
Yes, Al.
Uh-huh. When you type it, keep a copy, so we'll have a copy of what we said.
All right, Al. Now, shall I say gentlemen or dear sir?
Well, chicken, we want to impress this lodge that we're swank people, so use swank terms. Write, your highness.
All right. All right. My dear your highness.
Good. We wish to make a reservation at your lodge for the coming semester for four people. Or, as you might say, a group of quadrupeds. We wish to assure you that we are very high class. You got that, chicken?
Al, how do you spell your highness?
Chicken, got to write fast. My mind is clicking. These creative thoughts come and go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al.
I just say we desire reservations for four people.
Well, how will they know we're high class?
Uh-huh, I'm coming to that. New paragraph.
I don't know how to spell paragraph.
Chicken, you don't write. You just zip it in a little.
Oh, all right, Al.
Okay, take this. Do not think that we are just common people. We have been to many swank places. We have been to England during the cricket shooting season. Sojourned at Capistrano for a few swallows. And shot peasants in the Everglades.
I'll put that we only shoot them in season so they'll know we're legitimate people.
Good thought, chicken. Continue. As for our friends, we have mingled only with the best. I personally am related to Count Alphonse of Scandia. Of course, I'm only related to the Count by marriage, what you might call a blood count. But almost daily rub shoulders with such intimate friends as bankers and authors and, oh yes, President Hoover, statesman, scholar, and incidentally, inventor of the vacuum cleaner.
Gee, Al, you know everybody.
Yes, chicken. Now, let us continue. We all eat with knives and forks, especially when we eat on the European plan. And I am sure that your lodge will be exactly...
Well, it's been 3 days since I sent that letter to Moosehead Lodge, and I expect an answer this morning. Irma, of course, is packing. Such packing you have never seen. At this moment, she is trying to pack a ukulele, which she informs me is waterproof. So being a normal person, I said, well, Irma, why would anyone want a waterproof ukulele? And Irma said,
in case you get tired playing, you can paddle.
You know, Irma, I should argue with you on that, but it's just too ridiculous. But now, before I really blow my top, please tell me, why are you putting ice cubes in your hat?
Well, you know, when you're on a vacation under the moonlight summer breezes and you're with a man like Al, I may want to keep a cool head.
Oh, honey, forget about packing till we get that confirmation from the lodge, huh? Why don't you go see a movie? There are two new pictures playing right around the corner. On Our Merry Way and Dream Girl.
Oh, I saw them with Al.
Oh, you saw them. What are they about?
I don't know. When Al and I go to the movies, we never look at the screen.
Well, then why don't you go out and get your hair fixed?
Well, I can't. I'm waiting for someone.
Who, Irma?
Oh, it isn't important.
You know, you've been acting strangely all day, Irma, running to the mailbox every 5 minutes. You expecting a letter?
Oh, tiddly-dum.
Well, that's a pretty good answer.
Hiya, chicken. Any sign of the mailman yet?
No, Al. Maybe we should have sent it special delivery like Jane did.
Nix, chicken. What else is new, Jane?
Just a minute. Wait just a minute. Did the two of you by any chance write a letter to Moosehead Lodge? Tiddly dum, Al. That always stopped her. Irma, let me handle this. Look at me, Al.
There's nothing wrong, Jane.
Well, then why are you and Irma looking at each other like that?
Well, you heard that expression, a person's face is their fortune?
What about it?
Chicken and I are doing a little bookkeeping.
Irma Peterson, answer me. Did you have the audacity to write a separate letter to Moosehead Lodge?
Well, yes, Jane, but when you read it, you'll see that we will be admitted at once. Look, here's a carbon copy.
Let me see that. Oh. Not only are we friends of President Hoover, but we have often been invited by the Vanderbilts to go yachting in their solarium and drink grouse. No.
Subtle but effective, Jane. Continue.
The family of my fiancée, Irma Peterson, has spent a great deal of time abroad. And I can modestly say that my own family has done time in America.
Chicken, I think Jane is getting a little pale.
So what? You'll get a color back at Moosehead Lodge.
Moosehead Lodge? Both of you must be kidding. Believe me, after this letter, if we showed up there, they'd have our heads on the wall. And I haven't worked like a dog for 23 years to end up a hat rack. Come in.
Hello, girls. Hello, Al.
Hi, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Hello, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Janie, this letter just came for you.
Thank you.
Well, girls, I've got to get back to my room. The professor curled me transformation, and now it's drying on the windowsill. And I want to get it inside before a bird builds a nest in it.
Jane, is that letter from Moosehead Lodge?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you open it?
What's the use?
Oh, go on, open it, Jane.
All right. Dear Miss Stacy, we regret we cannot give you accommodations at this time, as no reservations are available. Sincerely, Moosehead Lodge. Well, there goes our vacation in Maine. Do you know why?
No, Jane, but go ahead. We're paying attention.
Because you and Al took it upon yourselves to write a ridiculous letter. What'll Richard say?
Well, we're sorry, Jane.
Well, you're always sorry. You were sorry when you sewed suspenders on my brand new strapless evening gown. You were sorry when you tied firecrackers on my hair because I said I wanted to see how I'd look with bangs. You're sorry. You're just always sorry.
Please come in, anybody.
It's only me again, Kropotkin.
But Janie, you're crying.
Well, I've got something to cry about.
Well, someone must have shown you a picture of my room. I'm only trying to cheer you up, Janie. Tell me what is wrong. Irma and Al, just tell me what we need, a doctor, a lawyer, or an undertaker.
Now, wait a minute, Jane.
I'll wait nothing. When Richard finds out what you've done, he will be ostracized.
He can't do that. He's a citizen.
Oh. Come in.
Special delivery for Miss Stacy.
Oh, thank you.
Who's it from, Jane?
Oh, it's another letter from Moosehead Lodge. They're probably suing us.
Go on, read it.
What does it say, Jane?
Well, it says, your second letter for reservation signed Al, Irma, Jane, and Richard Incorporated has so delighted our committee that we beg you to forgive us for turning down your previous request. We feel that any group with such a sense of humor will give Moosehead Lodge that congenial, amiable atmosphere we so desire. And please give our regards to that great inventor, President Hoover.
Jane, your eyes are popping.
Well, Irma, Al, they like the letter. They want us to come up. Oh, Al, how can I ever thank you?
Oh, don't thank me, Jane. The chicken belongs the credit.
Well, Irma, how in the world did you ever work it?
Oh, simple, Jane. You see, Richard had an idea in his head, and you had an idea in your head. Al had an idea in his head. was easy for me because I could think. I had nothing in my head.
And you know, that's a bit of an understatement coming from the head of my friend, Irma. The other day, I noticed Irma placing all our cakes of swan soap on the windowsill with the window wide open. So I said, "Honey, what's the idea?" And Irma said,
"Well, they've been cooped up in the closet all day, and I think a swan should get a chance to fly around a little for exercise."
Well, that's quite a flight of fancy, even for Irma. But when she's serious, she's the first to say swan's perfect for complexion care. So, ladies, get the large size cake of swan. You'll love the way it breaks easily into two beautiful white cakes for your complexion. Then feel your cake of swan. Notice how extra smooth it is. Swan's lather, too, feels different. Richer, creamier, smoother. A direct result of Swan's super creamed blend. So get the generous large size cake of swan and use it always for your complexion.
To go. And you know, though we're happy, Irma and I are practically in tears. We're anxious to go, but we're going to miss all our friends. Aren't we, Irma?
Yes, Jane.
Well, don't cry, Irma. After all, we're two very lucky girls to have so many wonderful friends.
I know, Jane. That's why I'm so sad. Because you know what they say, next to a dog, a friend is a man's best.
Yes. Come in.
Professor Kropotkin and Mrs. O'Reilly. We just came to say goodbye.
Thank you, Professor.
And girls, you know, I haven't got much money, but I'd like to give you a little present to take with you.
Oh, how nice.
Well, what is it, Professor?
Mrs. O'Reilly.
Oh, hush up, Professor. Goodbye, girls. We're going to miss you.
Oh, I hate to cry like this. The tears make my eyelashes soaking wet. I have to put them on the radiator to dry. And that shrinks them.
And all the time I thought you were wearing them at half mast.
Come on, girls. The cab's waiting.
Come on. Let's go.
Coming, coming. Goodbye, everybody. Have a swell vacation.
Oh, and that goes for me, too. Oh, if you get a postal card with my name on it and you don't know who it's from, just wait until I come back and I'll tell you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
My Friend Irma, presented by Swan, another fine product of Lieber Brothers Company, was produced by Cy Howard. Tonight's script was written by Cy Howard and Park Levy. Folks, this program is the last one for a short time while our cast, writers, and production personnel take a well-earned vacation. My Friend Irma will return to the air again August 30th and will star Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane. The part of Professor Kropotkin was played by Hans Conried. Frank Bingman speaking.
Prime.
Cakes are light and high.
Prime.
There's a reason why.
Prime.
Cakes improve with Prime.
Rely on Prime.
Yes, there's a reason why Spry makes grand cakes. Spry has an amazing cake improver secret. Try the Spry one bowl way and be sure of lighter, finer, richer cakes every time. No other type of shortening has Spry's cake improver. For new cake making success, try Spry, the pure all vegetable shortening.
Rely on Spry. S-P-R-Y. Rely on Spry. S-P-R-Y.
Remember, My Friend Irma will return to the air on August 30th at this same time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Yeah.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.